Well, Kathy and I want to thank you all for your understanding and encouragement in this last week after the word went out that I've accepted a call to Christ Presbyterian Church in Carlsbad, California. And that is a great blessing for us to think that we could once again be a regular part of our kids' lives. And that's almost too good to be true in so many ways. But of course, the dark side of that is having to leave here, this place that we have come to love, and all of you whom we have come to love over these last 23 years. You know, CPC, Christ Presbyterian Church, is just one letter off of WPC, and there are a number of similarities there, which is one of the reasons I think we're going there, is because it felt like perhaps a Wildwood in the making. There are people there who take their faith seriously, but not themselves too seriously. There are people there who want to do mission with their hands and not just with dollars. There are people there who they love their kids. They love each other's kids. They love kids who don't belong to them, just as you have always loved all those kids. So it feels like a good place to be there. But there really could only be one WPC in our lives, and we will carry you with us always. What we feel most of all in these last days here is gratitude. Gratitude for all the experiences that we have shared here. Gratitude for how you have blessed our family in the raising of them and in some of the challenging times that we faced here. Grateful for all that God has done in our church family, and grateful for all that we have built here together, and I'm not talking about a building. So over the next couple of months, we look forward to looking back with you at what has been over these last 20-some years, but we also look forward to looking forward to a future that may not feel quite the same, but can still be good, and I believe with all my heart that it will be good. Every year, our high school youth group builds incredibly tight bonds on their youth mission trip in August. And you build those bonds, and the next thing you do is say goodbye to the graduating seniors who are off to college or the military or other pursuits. And every year, our youth group comes together, beginning of the fall, and they say, it's not the same. It doesn't feel the same. How can this be our youth group now? But every year, the youth group recreates itself. And it's different, yes, but it has the same commitments to one another, the same commitment to looking out for each other, the same commitment to building Christian community now in this new year with these new people. And somehow, by the grace of God, it's different, but it's not different. It happens. And the youth group is good every single year. Just because it's different doesn't mean it can't be good, and it is, by the grace of God. You know, one of the Greek philosophers said that you never step into the same river twice. Change is built into all of life, not just the church. And Kathy and I have great faith that while WPC will continue to change as it has changed over the 20-some years we've been here, that it will also continue to be a place for grace where you will come to make a difference in the world around you, where you will come to find a home, a spiritual home, where people care for one another and for what God is doing among us and within us and beyond us. So, why do I think that will happen? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about today. And we're going to read from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, beginning with the 27th verse, where Paul gives us an image of the body of Christ, the church. And this is what he says. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? No. But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. Paul tells us here that the church is not an organization. The church is an organism. In an organization, the various parts, the various roles are interchangeable in some ways. In an organization, everyone is replaceable. When the vice president of marketing moves on, you get another vice president of marketing. But in an organism, everyone matters. Every part matters. The hand matters. The eye matters. The ears matter. In the body of Christ, you matter. And you are not replaceable. In the body of Christ, you matter, and you are not replaceable. We've seen that here at Wildwood, how the parts of the body all matter, how you matter. And that was true before we arrived 23 years ago. You know, the bulletin identifies the ministers of Wildwood Presbyterian Church as you, the people of the church. And it was that way before we got here. It was that way in the bulletin, but it was also that way in experience. I remember our very first Thanksgiving service, and you know, we have a fall Thanksgiving service with several other congregations. And then, even more so, the offering was food. People brought cereal boxes, canned food, all kinds of things. That was the offering. And they brought it up, and at the end of the Thanksgiving service, which at that year was at the United Protestant Church, the steps were just full of food for our food pantry at Wildwood. So I took a look at this huge thing of food on the steps after the service, and Kathy and the kids and I, we all went to the little reception that they have afterwards, cookies, you know, and lemonade and all that. And then I said, it was winding down, I said to Kath, come on, we better go put all that food in the car. Because I knew very well that nobody was going to do that. That was going to fall to us, because that's sort of what we were used to. That was one of those details that would have gone unthought of. And we walked into the sanctuary just in time to see the last deacon whisking the last box of food out the door. All done. All taken care of. I thought to myself, I think I'm going to like this church. Like's only the beginning of it. When we say, you know, you are the ministers of Wildwood Presbyterian Church, you know, minister comes from the Latin, servants, to serve. So you are the servants of God here. Not the clergy, not even just the elders and deacons. You, all of you, are the servants of God, the ministers of the church. I remember our second year here. The director of PADS, which then was Public Action to Deliver Shelter, you know, the homeless shelter network, came to our mission committee and said, we had a church cancel. This is like already the middle of October. We had a church that agreed to be a Saturday night site for homeless men, women, and children. They've canceled, and we don't have enough housing. Would you, Wildwood, take this on, like next month? Well, he left. The mission committee sat down and talked, and here's pretty much what they said. We have room. There is a need. God wants us to do this. And so we became a homeless shelter, and which we have been for the last 22 years, except for the 1 year over in the other church we were under construction. Being the ministers, being the servants of God, is built into the DNA of this church. It was here before we got here, and it will always be here. When we first came to Wildwood, it was a much smaller church. I was a much less experienced pastor. I tended to panic when there were sudden vacancies in important positions. Not long after we arrived, I remember the editor of Shavings moved away. Where are we going to find someone who can do the layout, who will be committed to take that kind of time to put the church newsletter together? Where are we going to find this person? Well, of course, about a week before the last issue of the previous editor went out, someone volunteered and said, I could do that. I'll be the new shavings editor. Crisis averted. Now, that's been our experience at Wildwood for all these 23 years, that when a need arises, the right person emerges. Whether it was an elder for the Stewardship and Mission Committee or a director for extra care or a youth coordinator, a new leader almost always appeared at just the right time. Sometimes it was a person who was really no surprise at all, and other times it was someone I would never have possibly imagined. I soon learned to trust the Spirit in these matters, and sometimes I would even just sort of enjoy waiting to see whom God would provide at just the right time. Here's the most recent example. Dave and Sue Murphy had been here, 25, 27 years? And Dave, of course, had been the leader of PADS, the head honcho of our site coordinators. He'd also been the leader of Habitat for Humanity. And off the Murphys went to Michigan. I still hate Michigan. Off they went. Well, who's going to take over? Well, by the time the Murphys left, actually, Cliff Krajewski, who a longtime site manager, had already stepped up and said he would become the coordinator of all of our site managers of our PADS program. And just a few weeks ago, Ann Roth said, I'll coordinate the Habitat for Humanity work days. So our mission is still in good hands because you are the ministers of Wildwood Presbyterian Church. There's more to the scripture. Paul talked about being the body of Christ, and he talked about the different roles people play, but then he said something really interesting. He said, seek the higher gifts. Seek the higher gifts. Now, something of a paradox there. A gift is something that's given to you, and yet you're supposed to seek it. So a little bit there, what he's going to talk to us about is something that you're given, but it's also something you can strive for. And here he begins his words about love in 1 Corinthians 13 that's read often at weddings, and yet it's really not about weddings. I mean, it's fine. Newlyweds, go ahead and read it, but it's not really for them. It's for people who are followers of Christ seeking the gift of love. And in these selected verses, if I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels but do not have love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I'm nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. Love is not irritable or resentful. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rather rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these, is love. This is why I'm confident that Wildwood will remain a strong and caring and loving church because you do love. You know how to love within and beyond the walls of this church. Love is why you do so much for children here, your own children, each other's children, children who aren't ours. Love is why you help homeless people and hungry people and people with Alzheimer's and people with cancer. Love is why you reach out to one another. You know how to love. Now, we're not perfect. You've heard the line about the church, haven't you? That the church is like Noah's Ark. If it wasn't for the storm on the outside, you could never stand the smell on the inside. But most of the time, you know, we're not perfect, but most of the time around here, things smell pretty good. Our family has been the beneficiary of your love and the trials that we have experienced, some very public, some very painful, but you have loved us through those times. So we've seen you and known and experienced that. And I see you doing the same for each other, whether it's a shoulder to lean on, a meal in a trying time, whether it's a listening ear. I see you talking out there in Fellowship Hall, and I know it's not all about football. I know that love happens here because you are the ministers of this church. You are the servants of God in this place. So are there changes ahead here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church? There are. Will things be different? Probably. Will WPC still be a place for grace? Will this still be a place where people support one another in the journey of life? Will this still be a place where people make a difference in our community, in the lives of our church family? Most definitely. So as the church enters a time of transition, I encourage you to trust the Spirit. To trust the Spirit that I believe was part of bringing us here 23 years ago. To trust that that same Spirit will guide and encourage and bless this church in the days ahead. And I encourage you to be one of those people who will emerge at just the right time, now, to keep PC's mission strong. You are the ministers of WPC. You are the servants of God. You make love happen. And that will not change. Pray with me. Lord, I thank you for this holy and joyful place, which has been such a blessing to Kathy and me and our family, and which will continue to be a blessing for your sake. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.